Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jesus just left Chicago.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Wayne Allen Root is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of a new book called The Power of Relentless, which we've been talking about a little bit. Former presidential candidate, vice presidential candidate, I should say, for the Libertarian Party. Was that in 08? Wayne.
Yeah, that was in 1908. I actually became the first guy to ever in the history of America run on a presidential ticket against a college classmate, because as you know, I graduated Columbia University, class of 83, and Barack Obama claims that he graduated Columbia University, class of 83.
You say that he alleges that he graduated Columbia.
I never saw him, and I knew everyone, but having said that, certainly he's on the record books as graduating Columbia, class of 83. Yeah. So first time in history two classmates ever ran on presidential tickets opposite each other.
So what do you see, when you look out across the landscape, what I see, Wayne, is I see a Democrat Party that has a very strong candidate, but only one option, and a unfortunate car wreck or an illness or some other piece of information revealed, their lead horse, so to speak, is in trouble. I see the Republicans with an embarrassment of many candidates, almost on the other side of the spectrum. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're hinting around that Hillary might get indicted, and why would she want one candidate when she could wind up indicted running for president of the United
States? I do want to ask you about that in a second, but go back to the Democrat-Republican for a second.
Well, listen, my book, The Power of Relentless, is 100% about business. It's not a political book, and yet there's a specific chapter in it about the most relentless human being I've ever witnessed, and his name is Barack Hussein Obama. He's the most relentless person I've ever seen at trying to destroy America. He's the most relentless person I've ever seen at trying to destroy capitalism. And the most relentless person I've ever seen at trying to destroy Judeo-Christian values and American exceptionalism and the country of Israel. It's quite amazing how relentless he is, and I may despise Barack Obama, and I do, and I may despise everything he believes in, and I do, and I may despise his policies, because I think they prove how you ruin a country and ruin an economy, but I do like the way he does them, his style. He is relentless like me. He's the exact polar opposite of me on his views, but he's exactly me on his attitude and mindset in life, and my example is that in 2012, excuse me, 2014, this past November, Barack Obama was handed the worst defeat in the history of American politics. A lot of people don't know it because the media is on his side. As you know,
right,
they cover up everything.
Right.
He was handed such a repudiation that every Democrat running for Senate in this country refused to appear on the same stage
mm-hmm.
as him
yep.
for fear they'd be destroyed
but
if their
yet,
name was...
But yet,
right?
it's cost him nothing.
Yeah, well, yeah, yet he, forget about costing him nothing, he's actually gotten everything he ever wanted from the moment he lost
the landslide. So what does that say to you about American politics?
Well, it says if you're relentless and you refuse to accept defeat.
And outrageous, if you want to be outrageous enough.
Well, I think so. The key in life is to be outrageous enough and relentless enough to refuse to accept defeat, to refuse to accept reality, maybe to the point of being delusional. I think Obama's delusional. If you asked him, he'd say, I didn't lose in a landslide. What are you talking about? He's completely delusional. And you know what? That's good in business. I don't know about politics. I know it's not good for America to have him in the White House. But it's good for business, because in my lifetime, I've never accepted defeat. I've never accepted
No. Who's the Republican who could be relentless enough to win the nomination and beat Hillary?
Well, you only have to look at the back of my book, because he endorsed the book, and I put his quote on the back cover. His name is Donald Trump, and he loves the book, and we've become friends via email. Donald and I
so
email back
think,
and forth.
So you think Trump will be the nominee?
I do now believe, I think I'm the only guy in the country who was a major national commentator. You know me, I'm all over the media. I'm the only guy who had the chutzpah, the guts, the old Yiddish word for courage, back in April to write an article that said Donald Trump would make a great president and a great nominee, and people said, you're nuts, he's not running. And then I wrote an article
well, when
and said...
When he announced his run for presidency, I heard his speech, and the next day I told my audience, America is going to like that message.
And they do. And by the way, you're based down in Alabama, if my memory serves. That's where he had his biggest rally Didn't he have about 30,000 people show up in Alabama?
He had a big one in Mobile. So, what do you think about Carson?
I love Ben Carson. You know, there's only two guys in the race I personally know. Ben Carson and Donald Trump. And Trump and I email back and forth. Carson and I email. And Ben's a great guy, and I've advised Donald Trump. I think he'll be the nominee, and I think you should name Ben Carson as
VP. You think the two of them, wouldn't it take a combination of those two or something combination like that to beat Hillary?
Well,
if you're a Republican, don't you?
Yeah, my opinion, and this is what I've told Donald privately, and I'm going to write an article publicly about it, is the perfect ticket is Trump and Ben Carson, because he could say, listen, in the history of America, vice presidents have never done anything other than serve as a political tool, right? Mm-hmm. They don't do anything. They go to funerals. But my vice president will be the CEO of the healthcare system of the United States. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to assign Ben Carson one job and one job only, repealing and replacing
and
Obamacare.
Reform healthcare. What about Trump and Fiorina?
You know, I'm not sold on Carly. She did great in that one debate. You never heard of her ever again. And she's got a business record that's very easy to pick apart, which scares me.
Well, I didn't bother people who've made mistakes. Don't bother me, Wayne. You
don't bother me either. They bother the public. It doesn't bother me. I wrote the book called The Joy of Failure.
Yeah.
So I understand failure, but I think the public is very easily swayed.
How much? What are the chances? If you had to put a number 1 to 10 right now that Hillary would be elected president, what do you think it would be?
You know, unfortunately, I think it's probably at this point a 50-50 crapshoot, despite the fact I think she's a relentless, there's that word again, a relentless criminal.
But she is relentless. She's
a relentless political hack, a relentless criminal.
She is as relentless as anybody. She's more relentless than Obama is, I think.
She's right up there.
Yeah,
but relentless is good if it's used in the right way. It's bad if
the
it's value, used in the wrong
way. They have to have the values to go with us. Quickly, the website, Wayne.
RootsForAmerica.com for politics and for business, WayneRoot.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us. Right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.